Vanishing Point.
Tonight, Mr. Gendelman Crashes a Party by Tim Wynn Jones, starring Gary Reinecke.
Tonight, a party! You can bear one more party, can't you? Flip and giddy, desperate fun, and too much drink. And all with the hope of connecting up with someone right. Oh, you daren't miss this party. Perhaps tonight you'll score. Now, don't forget to RSVP. Around here, that means reserve seat for Vanishing Point.
Something to warm you up, maybe.
That would be nice.
You looking for someone?
Not really. There was a man on the balcony. A little fat, sort of bald.
With a blonde?
With the blonde.
He just took a little hike. Here, try this.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice. Little hike?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Been a long time?
Hmm?
Since you took the little hike.
Mix me another of these warm things, will you?
It seems to have come from around here somewhere.
Harold. Call me Harold.
Phew. Some romp, eh?
Krista. It was a bright flash of light, Harold.
Yeah, probably just the car's headlights coming up the valley. Oh, Krista.
Gosh, look at that view, huh?
Yeah, you can say that again.
Oh, not me, silly.
You're enough scenery for me.
Oh, you are bad. Oh.
Probably thinks she's one of Valerie's girls.
Pardon?
The guy with the blonde. He looks like the kind of guy who'd go after a girl if he thought that she was an actress. She's not, you know. She's a dentist. I guess the joke's on him, huh?
What if I told you he was my husband?
Well, I'd make it a bit stiffer next time.
What?
Your drink, man. It's empty.
Ow!
Whoops. Here, I'll just put my jacket down there. Is that more comfortable?
Oh, yeah, much better, Harold. You're such a gentleman.
Yeah, a gentleman. That's me all over.
Excuse me. What the hell?
There.
I wonder if you could direct me to Miss Valerie Finstead's residence.
Oh. It's up the hill. Follow the music. The big white place.
Thank you. I believe there is a party there.
Uh-huh. Who the hell are you?
Excuse me?
Your name.
Mr. Gendelman. This way.
Thank you.
Yes, ooh, you're welcome, Mr. Gendelman.
Oh.
Huh. Now, where were we, huh?
At Valerie's party.
What?
Well, don't you think we should be getting back now? Come on.
Oh. He must weigh 500.
Is your champagne, Cassius? And on the bus.
Was good.
My speciality. Another Janet?
No, why not? We met here, you know. I was Val's secretary. Harold was putting in her pool. He was the first person in the valley into solar heating. Mm. You must think I'm, I don't know, with someone like Harold.
Oh, don't sweat it, Janet.
I mean, I know my name, but I don't know yours.
Good evening.
Oh, just a second. Yes, sir. What'll it be?
You have something for me?
You name it.
Well, I'm looking for the means of transportation back to the planet Gavina.
Huh. That start with Dram Beauty?
I couldn't rightly say. I have no idea what form my return passage will take, what fuel, what equipment. My last communication was garbled, just some coordinates. I was to show up here. This is a party?
A launch party?
Yes. Well, there you see.
What are you talking about?
Oh, good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Gavina. It's where I'm from. Another dimension to this one, as far as I can tell. If you don't mind my saying so, your odor is most entrancing.
How about I go look for Valerie?
Well, that would be most kind.
Think nothing of it.
Oh, can I get you something while you're waiting?
No. Yes. I'll have what she's having.
Sure thing. Her name is Janet.
Janet. Oh. Janet. I wonder if that should mean anything to me. Oh, dear, this is most perplexing.
I can just bend.
So, the studio phoned me at the last moment and said they needed 33 virgins. And I told them I'm only a casting agent. Get makeup to do the dirty work.
Typical. Any of them here?
Oh.
Val, I'm searching all over for you.
Janet! Oh, Zev, meet the best girl Friday I ever lost.
Janet, Zev Leibowitz. Orion.
Hi. Hello.
A word in your ear, Zev. Abish is here. He says he's willing to talk package.
About time. Janet, scuse, Val. Later, right?
If nothing better comes up.
Bye.
Okay, sweetie, what is it? You look a little shaken up. Has Harold been...
No, there's this gentleman at the bar.
A what?
He's going on about being from some other planet.
Well, honey, you know parties.
Yeah, but I think he needs help or something.
Really? A gentleman, you say? Well, this ought to be interesting.
That's possible. You're going to have to sweeten the pot.
Astrid, do you go find the nice man cruising around with the honey?
What? Oh, sure.
We have not quite mastered the energy-matter transfer on Gavina, but this war with the Nepsites has speeded things up.
I can see how it would.
My, this drink certainly is... something. Anyway, I had this Nepus invader tailing me, so I had to try something. Mm-hmm. So I hooked up the apparatus and activated the transfer. I was supposed to end up on the moon's Sterib,
but... Mr. Gendelman, is it possible this Nepis invader guy might have made the same leap you did into our dimension?
Yes. I suppose it's just possible.
Then maybe you better keep it down a bit, huh?
Oh, right. Yes.
But then how am I going to find my contact?
Oh, these things have a way of working themselves out. Huh? This might be it right now.
Huh?
My, Janet was right.
Mr. Gentleman, Miss Valerie Finstead.
Miss Finstead, my host and my salvation.
Well, don't I wish. My, Mr. Gentleman, who is your tailor? Oh. Now you're all red.
Oh.
Come over here and sit down. There we go.
Yes, well, the suit. We Gavinians are well advanced in our mimetic capabilities.
That explains the lapels.
Oh, the lapels, the face, the ability to communicate with you in your language, all part of the kit.
The works?
Whatever it takes to pass unnoticed on foreign soil.
Ah, well, there it may have let you down.
Miss Finstead, if you pardon me for interrupting this very pleasant talk, we really must discuss the plan for getting back to Gavina.
Ah, is she here?
You tease. Didn't Janet explain? My home is Gavina.
Oh, I see. Well, I'd like to. I wouldn't mind coming along for the ride. But, Mr. Gandelman, I'm not your woman liaison, whatever.
Somehow, I sensed as much.
Oh, no. You're welcome to stay. Mix with the guests. Maybe a ticket to Gavinia's out there.
$180 bills. Here you go. Yeah, have a nice trip now.
I guess I can't get a receipt for tax purposes, eh?
Cute lady.
Hello?
That white crystalline alkaloid, my data sensor suggests that it is some form of narcotic.
Shit. I'm going back to the old ballpark.
But I would like to try some.
Yeah, let's go down there.
Obviously, I'm going about this the wrong way.
Oh, in the Persian quest, weren't you the... What do you call it? Oh,
sad fat bastard.
I will not!
Actually, I am not an actor. I work in the Jet Propulsion Labs up the road.
See, I told you.
Excuse me.
Hey, I am not the satrap. I never even saw the movie.
No, but I overheard you say something about jet propulsion.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me. I'm from Gavina.
Gavina. Gotcha. West Coast, high tech, but very diversified. Go on.
Well, you see, Gavina hasn't quite mastered the energy matter transfer process, but...
EMTP. Uh-huh. I'm with you.
Oh, good. You see, I have a feeling that I'm not all that far from Stereb, our moon, but just on the other side, so to speak.
Hey, no problem. Don't let it worry you. I mean, half the people here weren't invited. Name's Milt, by the way. I'm in PR at the SJP Systems.
Ah.
Janet, so here you are.
My old office.
You can come back any time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Harold, isn't it? What's he done now?
It's not Harold.
I feel partially to blame for you two. How could I have let you pick up with that creep? Me, who calls herself a casting agent.
It's not Harold. It's that man at the bar.
Mr. Gendelman? But he's gorgeous.
I know.
You've fallen for him.
He's from another planet.
So what? Harold's from another planet. Mars. Oh, Mr. Gendelman's must be a more civilized kind of place. Gavina. It's got a nice ring to it.
Still, it frightens me. The way it makes me feel. No one ever made me feel like that before.
What am I doing wrong?
Slow down.
Oh, that's all very well for you to say. You're at home here.
Hey, I come from somewhere, too.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know what came over me.
I am feeling a growing sense of emergency in this borrowed body of mine.
Well, maybe that's it. Get in touch with it. Get in touch with your feelings.
But they're foreign to me. Frightened.
Oh, I tell you, you're making too much of it.
But, Zev, it's a war out there. Larry is gonna blow it.
Have you got a bromo?
I've got everything.
Good man. Thanks.
Well, I'm gonna nibble canapes. On second thought, hello?
Me? Excuse me?
There are no excuses for looking like that. Who is your tailor?
Don't mind Abish here. He's a gatecrasher, the pesky type.
Zev?
I'm Gendelman.
I'll say you are. What type are you, Mr. Gendelman?
O positive.
Good one.
Well, if you're going to be coy, I'm off.
Oh, I hope he isn't upset. I had no intention of hurting his feelings.
What was that you did?
What?
That Abish character asked you what type you were. There was this sound. Your eyes kind of clicked.
Oh, I was scanning my databanks. Certain information catches me off guard.
Right.
You are very perceptive. You are not, by any chance, my connection from Gavina?
No, I'm a producer. I find the knot, get the right people gathered together, pull the strings, then show up at the launch party to stare at the chicks.
A launch party? Yes, that's what this is.
It's not my film. Hey, get a load of that.
It was this long, but kind of depressing looking.
What do you think of her, Gendelman? A real space cadet, eh?
My goodness, do you really think so?
Look at her hair. Looks like a neon fast food sign. Come to think of it, her whole body looks like fast food.
But what did you mean when you said about her being a space cadet?
Oh, boy. She your girlfriend or something? Look, I'm sorry. Been drinking a bit. Nice stalking you.
Some guys.
But he may have a point. When I look at that girl, I do feel a strange urgency. Is that what you meant about getting in touch with my feelings?
Why not? Go for it. It's worth a shot.
Yes, worth a shot.
So, what'd you do then?
I just sort of squeezed it real tight, Harold. Till it sort of died.
Oh, I'll bet you did. Anyone ever tell you you got real good arms?
I can look after myself.
Yeah, let me check out that bicep.
I wonder if I might have a word with you.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm Astra D.
What do you want, Gendelman?
I just wish to ask Miss Astra D if she is my girlfriend.
What do you want me to do with this creep? Chuck him out?
Why don't you get your hand off my arm? Like I said, I can look after myself.
Okay. One more time, buddy. One more time.
Yes, buddy.
Don't mind him. And as for being your girlfriend, well, I'm not yet, but the night is young. Hey, why are you laughing?
It's just that where I come from, the nights are so long, some people never see the morning.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm gonna like you, I can tell.
Take me home. I want everybody to
know what a deadbeat. Is something wrong?
Well. Oh, it's just that woman.
So go lie down. I'm gonna go mingle somewhere.
I find her quite, distracting.
So I can see. So you win some, you lose a whole bunch.
Yes, I suppose that's true. Excuse me. Janet, I must talk to you.
Oh, Mr. Gendelman. Wait a minute. Did Valerie put you up to this?
No, this has nothing to do with Valerie.
Listen, I'm a little drunk, and I just want to be alone, okay?
No, I'm sorry. It isn't okay.
It isn't?
Time doesn't allow me further politeness.
Oh.
I should have known from the first time I saw you, but I wasn't in touch with my feelings then. I suppose I was being far too conventional in my thinking. You see, where I come from, the energy matter transfer process is all done with wires and charges.
Energy matter transfer?
Here, everything is so different.
Is it so different?
Well, yes and no. It's as if I'm not far away at all sometimes. Do you know what I think? I think that I'm only that far away from home.
If you think of the universe as a grand tapestry, with space as the warp and time as the woof, I've kind of fallen through a hole in the fabric. I'm on the other side.
Is that anything like swept under the carpet? You're worrying.
Sorry.
Hey, I warned you.
Oh, God. You've got to get away quickly.
Why?
You're really asking for it, aren't you?
Oh! Leave him alone!
Leave him alone!
You stupid bitch.
No! Don't hit her!
I'll do what I...
Ow! Harold, your hand!
Did you see that?
Great FX, bravo!
That's Val for you. Puts on a good show.
My goddamn hand! Shut up, son of a bully!
Hey, good performance, Harold! You're improving!
Gentlemen, I'll be back!
I'm sorry. I had no idea I could do that here. It was instant.
Jan, are you all right?
Please, Valerie, Mr. Gendelman, leave me alone. I just want to be alone.
I have upset her.
No, she'll be all right. It's all for the better.
And I have disrupted your party.
Yeah, you've really dampened everybody's feelings. Give her a little while to cool down. I'll be at the bar if you want me. Not much chance of that, eh?
Goodbye. But there isn't time to let her cool down.
Janet. Janet. Janet, are you in there?
Go away, please.
I must speak to you, Janet.
Janet, what are you doing?
Good grief.
What are those?
You just walked through that door.
I felt something was wrong. Those pills.
They're Val's. Oh, it's so shabby. Killing yourself with your best friend's sleeping pills. I just wanted to get away. Get out of this terrible, horrible world.
And those pills would have helped you?
If I'd taken enough of them. Wait, what are you doing?
It's worth a try.
Don't! Don't stop!
It's worth a try. Perhaps you were meant to lead me to this.
You didn't even need a glass of water. Oh, God, what am I saying? I've got to get you to a hospital.
That's okay. They don't seem to have any effect.
You're not drowsy or anything?
I do feel, strangely stimulated. But it's not the pills.
My pills? You've taken my pills. Now what am I going to do? Harold will probably kill you and he won't be fit to live with, if he ever was. Oh, hold me.
There, there. It's all right.
It was all I had left.
I think I have to, kiss you.
At least I thought it was all I had left.
My goodness. Now I do feel strange.
Kiss me again, Mr. Gendelman.
Oh. I melt that guy's hand. Body is new. I'm not sure how all the equipment works.
I wouldn't worry about it.
When I hooked up the wires for the transfer that was supposed to take me to Starum.
Yes?
It felt something like this. Is there somewhere we can go?
Valerie's room. It's through there.
Yes.
Oh!
Sorry.
It's okay. But maybe I'll lock the door to the hall.
Yes. Yes, I think that might be a very good idea.
Oh, goddamn trellis! Ow! Goddamn roses!
There. Across the roof. Somebody's gonna wish he hadn't screwed around with old Harold. Not locked.
The last I saw of him, he was heading after.
Oh, yeah.
Get the champagne ready.
I got a bottle right here. Look, what the?
Well, what is it? A spaceship?
On the roof, beside the dormer.
Oh, Christ. It's Harold. He's got a gun. That's my room. Do something. The bottle.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Catch.
What? Oh, my God. You're right.
Call an ambulance.
It's too late for that.
Janet. Janet. Are you all right? Answer me. Janet!
Huh? Oh, Jan, you're okay.
He's gone.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. His head hit the side of the pool. Oh, that was awful.
What? Mr. Gendelman?
No, honey. Harold.
Oh. Really?
What the... The bed. The room. It's all covered with little bits of...
His suit.
His beautiful suit.
His borrowed suit.
You were it. He was with...
He's gone back to his world.
Oh, Jan, darling. Welcome back to ours.
Mr. Gendelman was right. It would not have done to let Janet cool down. Not with a Nepis invader on his tail. And on Valerie Finstead's beautiful launch pad, nothing but a fine rain of fabric remains of her most charming gatecrasher. Janet blew him away. Back to Gavina through the vanishing point.
Mr. Gendelman Crashes a Party by Tim Wynne Jones. Starring Gary Reinecke as Mr. Gendelman. Featured in the cast were Nancy Paulk as Janet, George Buza as Harold, and Jill Frappier as Valerie, with Ellen Ray Hennessy, Terry Waterhouse, Ron White, Paulina Gillis, Wayne Robson, and Elliot McIver. Casting consultant was Beth Russell. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Original music was by Roberto Orcipinti. Recording engineer was Glenn McLaughlin, with sound effects by Anton Sabo. And the production assistant was Heather Brown. Mr. Gendelman Crashes a Party was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. I'm Chris Henry, wishing you good night and a very happy new year.